Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. Ah, yes, indeed, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome one and all to a feel-good football Friday edition of this here radio show, Graham. Matty Ice is in the house. I'm here.
You're there.
And you know what it means? Well, what a Friday means, I should say. It means the youngest in charge is nowhere to be found. And how did we know? Because when I stepped off the elevator, I smelled something good. Usually you don't smell something particularly good. But today, the aroma just hit you smack dab in the face. From my guy Donnie at Gudis Barbecue. I put up some pictures on the gram. I don't know, whatever you kids call it these days, IG, live, whatever. Not what Shannon Sharp calls it.
Not what Shannon Sharp calls IG Live.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we don't do that around here. No. But Donnie from Gudis Barbecue, who you can check out. I tagged him and all that stuff. And he's B. Mitch's guy. And I've become, you know, friendly with him, you know, over the last couple of months because we both have special needs children. So, you know, we have bonded over barbecue and special needs children, right? Well, he brought in an amazing spread today. And Stevie, who's one of our, she's running towards the studio right now.
She's one of us.
She's our colleague. And I think she does, like, you know, certain types of programming and whatnot for us here at Odyssey DC. She's wonderful. She's great. Except she's picking on me for stealing Jeff's seafood salad last week, which I did not steal.
Is it still in the fridge?
It's still in the fridge.
That's nasty.
It's still there. It will be there until somebody cleans it out. I will not touch it.
He's nasty.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, despite Stevie's criticism of me for taking Jeff's unmarked, unlabeled seafood salad, Stevie brought in cheesecake and a bunch of sides like baked mac and cheese and what do they call that?
Collard greens.
Collard greens. There you go. I couldn't remember exactly. I was like, spinach greens. I couldn't exactly think.
Gotta get your collards.
Exactly. And we are having a little season kickoff, even though the season kicked off, of course, already. We're having a home opener kickoff for the burgundy and yellow mustard pants, baby. That's what we're doing, because the home opener is Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Your boy will be there at Northwest Stadium. working for the Infinity Sports Radio Network. And you know what happens when your guy shows up.
Put money on the Giants?
Probably might want to expect an 0-2 start. 10 straight Commanders losses for me in person since week one of last year. And they barely won that game against Arizona. Barely. But with me in attendance, including last Sunday at Raymond James Stadium, 10 straight losses. Now, if you count the preseason game, there's an extra, there's a win there. I don't. Preseason games are meaningless. Nobody plays. Nobody cares. It's just an exercise in what we have to do.
I was at that game, too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, left before we started doing anything of merit.
Mm-hmm. It was your dad's birthday, right?
It was.
There you go. Happy birthday, Pops. But I would say this, in terms of regular season games and games that matter, I've been at 10 straight Commanders losses. Now, just ignore the other records, because I've also contributed to 10 losses from the other DMV sports teams, the Nationals, the Caps, and the Wizards, with only one win, that being a Caps win in the middle of January against the St. Louis Blues. I am 1-20 overall in my last 21 games as a fan slash media. That streak will be broken on Sunday afternoon. I feel a Commanders very unimpressive win coming. I feel 20-17-ish, somewhere in that range. We'll have the official pick later on in the show, and whether or not I will cover the spread, which I think I will. I don't think you're going to walk out of there on Sunday from the newly named Northwest Stadium. It's not even a field anymore. It's a stadium now. I don't feel like you're going to walk out of there very satisfied. I don't feel like you're going to walk out of there very happy, but more relieved is how I feel the emotion is going to be.
I'm surprised with you, Chris.
Why?
Because I recall right before the season starting, when we were giving our predicted records for this upcoming season, a certain someone on the show said 7-9-1. It's a perfect time to go for that one.
It is. It is. You know, I thought about that. I mean, two really not good teams, and I'm trying to be as nice as I possibly can here, could easily wind up tied in knots. I mean, you have the debut of the Austin Siebert era. The reason why I did not pick that, Matt, just so you know, I have to believe what my eyes and what the numbers tell me about Daniel Jones, not only last week, but very much at times in his career, with the exception of the 1 year that all it took to get paid, he was great. And him going against Dan Quinn defenses the last 3 years down in Dallas and the demolition derby that took place, I have to believe that somehow, some way, the Commanders squeeze enough juice out of that lemon. Just, and the reason why I use a lemon instead of an orange or a pineapple or something sweet is because you're going to walk away probably with a sour taste in your mouth. Again, I do not think this is going to be easy by any stretch. I do not think this is going to be a walkover. I do not think, I'd be surprised. I can't rule it out. You know, if it's 28-3 at some point, that would surprise me. That would shock me. I don't think that's what we're talking about here. But I also have enough faith somehow, some way, in Dan Quinn, his coaching staff, Jaden Daniels, and Terry McLaurin, and Zach Ertz, and Austin Ekeler, and Brian Robinson, and we'll see what else. We'll see what else. I have enough faith, barely, that they might be able to beat the Giants, and that they should be able to beat the Giants. Again, I don't think it'll be easy. Don't think it'll be pretty. Don't think it'll be satisfying. I think you'll walk away with a sour taste in your mouth. But a sour taste in your mouth with a win is way better than an 0-2 start and a sour taste in your mouth, again, with said loss. Especially to who it is. I don't think anybody should have been embarrassed in losing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year. Won three division titles in a row. They're way better than you. They're way, way, way better than you. And I don't say that to be a jerk. That's just the reality. They're way more advanced than you are. Period. That doesn't mean one day this program won't get there. But they're way, and I still gave the Commanders a lot of credit and a tight loss. I had it at 24-20. Matt had it at 24-22. And we were both wrong in terms of the proximity of the score and the actual, like, amount of points that the Commanders allowed. This week, we're not talking about Baker Mayfield here. Like, at times, Daniel Jones, and I know what he's done against the Commanders, or the football team, or the Redskins in his career. I got it. At times, Daniel Jones has been Baker Mayfield-esque. At times. But that was also mixed in with a lot of performances, some nagging injuries, and then he had a catastrophic injury. Catastrophic might be strong. A very serious injury. Last year, I think he's still coming back from it. If you've watched any of the Falcons game from last year, from last week, you see Kirk Cousins is still coming back from the blown Achilles. If you watched the Jets in San Francisco, Aaron Rodgers is more advanced than Kirk Cousins, but he's still not 100%. Right? This is not just walk as a human being. This is play football at an extremely high level. And when you don't have your legs or your knees or your tendons or, and you don't play in the preseason and you have no way to kind of get your body oiled up, this is what you get. So hopefully for the Washington Commanders, they catch Daniel Jones, who doesn't suck like everybody says he sucks. That's not fair. I mean, is Daniel Jones the greatest quarterback since sliced bread? Of course not. Did I think he was overhyped, overrated, overstuffed when the number 6 overall pick in 2019? Of course I did. Of course I did. And I said it over and over and over and over again, and I knew that the head coach of this program at the time preferred him. I knew that. But Daniel Jones does not suck. Daniel Jones is coming back from an injury. But Daniel Jones has had a great history, for the most part, against the Washingtons by any names. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean he's going to do the same thing. Like, betting people and number nerds, will tell you, oh, Daniel Jones is going to go out there and he's going to kick the Commanders' ass. No, that should not happen. That should not happen. It should not happen. Because Daniel Jones is not the same quarterback now that he was at the beginning of last year or at the end of 2022. Remember when they went into Minnesota and scored like 38 points and beat the Vikings? A team that was favored because they were at home and because they were better during the regular season. And he got that big fat contract from two guys that you guys could not stop just frothing at the mouth over after 1 year in Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. You guys were the ones that were... You guys were. The pundits, the media, the fans... Giants fans, non-Giants, Brian Daboll, you guys are the ones that bought into that. You guys are the ones that bought into this whole, well, Brian Daboll just found the right magic button and he turned Daniel Jones into something that he's never been. No, actually, Daniel Jones had a really good year at the right time. And Brian Daboll helped get him better. But last year, I guess Brian Daboll forgot how to coach. I don't know. Because, you know, remember on week one last year, Sunday Night Football, when the Dallas Cowboys won 40-0 in the rain at MetLife Stadium? And they sacked Daniel Jones 7 times, and I think he threw 2 interceptions, I believe it was. Remember that? That was the same Brian Daboll. Same Daniel Jones. But you guys were, you know, still frothing at the mouth and getting the knee burns off you from puckering up. Well, now the Commanders take on a very different Daniel Jones. How different? We'll find out together. If last week was any indication, not a good different. Now, that was a very, very, very aggressive defense that he was facing in week one in Brian Flores and the Minnesota Vikings. But Daniel Jones in his career against the Washington Redskins football team, what have you, is 5-1-1 with a nearly 70% completion rate, 1,510 yards passing, 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, a 98 rating. Oh, and by the way, as a rusher, he is, where is it here? Just want to make sure I find it. 52 for 324, a 6.23 average, and a touchdown. And 46-plus rushing yards per game on average. Now, listen, that doesn't scream, oh my God, paranoia, fear. But Daniel Jones has been inconsistent, I would say, against others. Really good against the Washington by any other name franchise. Again, we just gave you the numbers, nearly a 70% completion rate. But some of that, not all of it, was with Saquon Barkley. Most of that, not all of it, was against Ron Rivera and Jack Del Rio. Now, Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, whose defense got lit up like a Christmas tree, especially in the second half, especially as the pass rush wore down, especially as the run defense wore down, and Tampa's playmakers took over. As we mentioned, the season opener last year, Dan Quinn and the Cowboys pitched a bagel. Dominant. Daniel Jones, now this isn't all against Dan Quinn, but a good deal of it is against Dan Quinn. I think 5. He's 1-7 in his career with a 58.8% completion rate, 127 for 216, 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 1,304 yards. Again, that's in 8 games, so that's way less than 200 yards a game. I mean, that's all you need to know. I mean, I can give you every other name, every other number. I can give it to y'all. He had 46 scrambles, runs, carries, whatever, for 214 yards, a 4.6 average. Against the Commanders, or again, by any other name, he has a 6.25 average, or 6.23 average. Against the Commanders, he's nearly a 70% passer. Against the Cowboys, again, not all of this against Dan Quinn, but a good chunk of it against Dan Quinn, a 58.8% passer. Is that Dan Quinn? Is that Micah Parsons? Is that DeMarcus Lawrence? Is that Trayvon Diggs? I mean, it's probably part and parcel with everything, right? And that's the reason, ultimately, I feel as we begin on this Friday afternoon, I'm not going to waste a lot of time, obviously. I think it's going to be an ugly game. I don't think the Commanders' offense is going to look particularly pretty. I'm going to get into more of that as we go along. But because Daniel Jones is not Daniel Jones yet, And whatever you think of Daniel Jones, again, his history prior to Dan Quinn and others arriving here is very, very good. But I think you get him at the right time where he's still trying to come back. Because of that, because there's no Saquon Barkley, because Malik Nabers is banged up a little bit and limited in practice with a back. We'll see what the official injury report says today. Because it's your home opener, because you probably have a lot of wounded pride, I think the Commanders get an ugly win on Sunday. And ugly win is better than no win. So I'll take that. I'll bitch about it. I'll be bothered by it, but I'll take that. Now, what happens if that doesn't happen? We'll discuss that next. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so we just gave you Danny Dimes' numbers against the Washington NFL franchise. Mentioned some of those bad numbers against the Dallas Cowboys, which, of course, is relevant because Dan Quinn just came from 3 years as defensive coordinator there. Before we make this all about Danny Dimes, I just want to, again, point some of this out. By the way, did you know that according to Pro Football Reference, I have never heard this about Daniel Jones before? Everybody knows the name Danny Dimes, right? They also list a nickname for him as Vanilla Vic. Like V-I-C-K, as in, I presume, Michael Vick.
The only other nickname I know him by is Danny Derps.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, he's either Danny Dimes or Danny Derps.
I think I've heard that one before. But I've never heard of Vanilla Vic.
No, that's weird.
And it's not Vic as in, again, Victor or V-I-C. It's V-I-C-K. So I presume it's kind of a play on him being a mobile athletic quarterback and making plays with his legs, which he has done. And against more than just the Commanders or the football team or the Redskins or what have you. He has made plays with his legs, and he also made plays with his arms. Let's stop this notion that Daniel Jones is such a wretchedly awful quarterback. He's not good enough. He was highly paid based on one breakout year and one great stretch by two guys that you all were lapping up. Okay? And thought that they were God's gift to football a year and a half ago.
Let's be honest for a second, though, Chris. You can't say that the Hard Knocks offseason, his coaching staff talking about how they paid him a whole lot of money, and then this is the year where he has to prove himself to figure out if he's worth the money. You already paid him. That proves you don't know what's going on. You don't know if he's actually worth it.
Well, right, but
the
remember,
coaching staff isn't
they
entirely
paid him,
on him.
They paid him before the early injury last year, and
yeah,
then the catastrophic is strong. Serious, very serious. Torn ACL. He probably shouldn't even be playing right now. I mean, if we're considering, and we did mention this long before anybody else, hey, maybe the reason why in Atlanta they're benching Penix in the preseason is because they don't think Kirk's ready, or Kirk's 100%.
Yeah.
And maybe they start Penix. Well, maybe if the Giants had Drew Lock or Tyrod Taylor still, I mean, they have Drew Lock, but Drew Lock got hurt in the preseason. They do have Tommy DeVito. Maybe the Giants should have started one of those two last week against the feisty Minnesota defense. Let me give you this. Last week, again, Daniel Jones in a blowout loss to the Vikings, 28-6, was 22 of 42. Not a very high completion percentage, almost 53%. 186, no touchdowns, two interceptions, including the pick six from his end zone to the same kid who pick sixed then of Miami, Sam Howell, at FedEx Field in early December, Garfinkel or whatever his name is. 186 yards, a 44-3 rating, sacked five times, and rushing 6 for 15. Now listen, the Vikings defense is better than the Commanders. They're not that much better. They're not that much better. They're better. They're not that much better. But they are in year two of Brian Flores' very blitz-aggressive scheme. So here's the thing. You know what I'm going to do? And you know what I'm going to ask for? And you know what I'm going to do as a game planner if I'm Joe Witt? I'm going to blitz the snot out of Daniel Jones. Why wouldn't you? If they don't have Saquon Barkley anymore, if they have a banged up Malik Nabers, if they don't have, if they have an offensive line that's in flux, I think three new starters. If you sense, and I don't know how you couldn't, that Daniel Jones is not 100% and is rusty at the very minimum, why wouldn't you send the dogs after him? I mean, are you going to instead choose to sit back and allow Daniel Jones to be comfortable and to develop a nice pocket and think, zippity-doo-dah-day, Benjamin St. Juice and Mikey Sanders-Dill are just going to, you know, pick them off and have fun? No. Why would you? Why would you? Last week, the Minnesota Vikings, who, again, love to blitz. They were number one in the blitz. They only blitzed 24.5% of the time against Daniel Jones and the Giants. Now, again, how much of that, I don't know how much of that was because the game was kind of one-sided and lopsided early, so you don't have to be as aggressive by design. I don't know. But that number was very high, like mid-40s last year, maybe upper 40s for Brian Flores and the Vikings. The Commanders blitzed 41.2% of the time last week against Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. We know that it led to some pressure, but we also know that it led to Baker Mayfield getting out the back door and making plays. Well, Daniel Jones shouldn't theoretically be able to do what Baker Mayfield did. A, Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback. B, he's a better thrower. C, he's healthy. So to me, I would like to see this number ultimately in the 40s again. Like, what else do you have to lose? You stink on the back end. You're already without Emmanuel Forbes for this week. By the way, an injury update coming from him. Your defense got embarrassed ultimately last week. It wasn't embarrassing all along, but it was not good. You blitzed 41.2% of the time. It was, again, this is according to Pro Football Reference. I assume they use the next-gen stats, but I don't know. They don't say. But I'm just going to take it as it is. 41.2% of the time. Like, it worked in terms of generating initial pressure. What you have to do is find a way to close the back door. What you have to do is find a way to alter throws, if not sacks. And the bottom line is, if that number isn't in the 40s, I'd be surprised. Because why would you sit there and just go, well, you know, let's just lay back in a cover two shell and be vanilla? Like, that's not what this coaching staff is for the Commanders. That's not what I'm expecting on Sunday. What are you expecting on Sunday? Just because you blitzed a lot last week and you got burnt by Mike Evans, Baker Mayfield, Chris Godwin, and Jalen McMillan and company, doesn't mean that's going to happen again this year or this week. It's a way different opponent, a way different quarterback. So the obvious answer, besides creating, I don't know, like takeaways, like something you might want to try, something that this staff or this defensive or this head coach who was a defensive coordinator was the best at combined in 3 years in Dallas. Now, granted, it helps when you have Micah Parsons and all those other guys. They don't have that here. But you might want to create a turnover or two. But blitz, 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 blitz is how the Commanders can win this game and force Daniel Jones into mistake, 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 mistake. Let's do the trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, so as we mentioned, injury news. Johnny Newton still, Dan Quinn says he's undecided on whether or not he will play. Of course, he missed his first game last week, and he's been limited in practice all along. Meanwhile, as far as Emmanuel Forbes, he's out for this this Sunday, but Dan Quinn would not rule out the possibility of him returning next week in Cincinnati for Week 3 and Monday Night Football. Of course, the fallout from last night's Thursday night football game, not only a bad loss for the Miami Dolphins and all the turnovers from Tua Tagovailoa early, but then Tua Tagovailoa suffering another concussion on a hit by DeMar Hamlin that certainly in no way, shape, or form was a dirty hit. It was a football hit, and where the Dolphins will go, nobody really knows at this point. You could presume that Tua Tagovailoa is not going to play next week, but even that has not been decided. And finally, the driver who mowed down Johnny Gaudreau, hockey star, and his brother Matthew Gaudreau just about 2 weeks ago and killed them on the eve of their sister's wedding on a rural road in New Jersey had apparently a blood alcohol level of 0.87%. That's above the illegal or the legal limit, I should say, in New Jersey of 0.08. And that's what's trending. What's the genesis for this one? Little Shania Twain. Is there any thing that I'm missing?
It's just a feel-good Friday.
Okay. I didn't know. So I was just asking. By the way, I may have given the wrong number, percentage, what have you, during the trending alert when talking about the man that allegedly mowed down Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew on the eve of their sister's wedding a couple of weeks ago in New Jersey. Sean Higgins, a 43-year-old, I believe ex-Marine. He's been charged with two counts of death by auto, reckless driving, possession of an open container, and consuming alcohol in a motor vehicle. I may have given the wrong number. The legal limit in New Jersey, as it is in many, is 0.08%. His blood alcohol level, according to the story that I'm reading from the Associated Press, is 0.087. So a little bit above, I may have said 0.87. So I just wanted to clear that up because as Matt walked in here, he said, well, if his BAC was 0.87, he would be
dead,
which, unfortunately for the Gaudreaus, he's not. I'll just leave it at that. So I just wanted to make sure we clear that up. Now, back to the matter at hand. I see you guys, like when we talk like real hardcore football, I told the youngest in charge this. I said 30 years of being beat down and destroyed. I said people want to talk real football after they see a game, like Sunday into Monday. After that, it's they don't care about matchups, you know, and what we may see 48 hours from now. They just don't, not in this town anymore. This is not a great football town because it's been beaten out of them. The pulp has been squeezed out of them. Fans are barely hanging on and often questioning why they're hanging on. And some have just left. So while people still care, what people don't care is how it may unfold. Now, that's my job, to get you to care. So I sit here and I give you a premise, a thought, and then I try and back it up, which I think I just did, right? The Commanders, even though they were crappy on defense, ultimately, remember, they weren't crappy the whole game. Like, they started off making some plays. And yeah, they allowed a couple of field goals, but one was like a 56-yarder, right? They were in that game. And then a few holes opened up, and then as the game wore on, the heat, humidity, the wear and tear, 60 snaps, what have you, and obviously led to breakdowns. And as Joe Witt said yesterday, they lost leverage, they had communication issues, they didn't force turnovers, they missed tackles, they got out of gaps. I mean, there were all sorts of things. But again, this is not the Tampa Bay defense, offense. This is not Baker Mayfield. This is not Mike Evans. This is not Chris Godwin. This is not Jalen McMillan. This is Jalen Hyatt. This is Malik Nabers, but even he's now banged up. right? So we can't sit here and go, well, because the Commanders' defense sucked last week, they're going to suck again. Well, that's not how this league works. I mean, if you told me that the Giants won on Sunday or will win on Sunday, I wouldn't be surprised. If you told me the Giants put up 37 points and looked anything similar to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'd be stunned. I'd be scratching my head. I'd be like, whoa, we got a major problem here. Even two games in, I wouldn't fire anybody like some of you are calling for. But there would be a real acknowledgement of, oh man, they're way worse than I thought. Right? Because I expected some of that, not all of it, against Tampa Bay. Don't expect it against the Giants. And I think I'm reasonably in line, or I think I'm being reasonable. Now, Dan Quinn against Daniel Jones. Let me give you some numbers here from the last 3 years as a defensive coordinator in Dallas, right? In 2021, when Dan Quinn took over a really bad defense, I think it ranked like 27th, 28th, whatever it was, Daniel Jones only played one of the two games against Dan Quinn's Dallas defense. He was 5 of 13, 38%, 98 yards, no touchdowns, no picks, three rushes for 9 yards. That was in October of 2021. A 44-20 loss to the Dallas Cowboys for Daniel Jones and the Giants. Later on that year, they played again, but Daniel Jones was hurt. He did not play. They lost 21-6. So that's one poor performance in year one. In year two, meaning 2022, once again, the Cowboys won both games, but much tighter, 23-16 and 28-20, and Daniel Jones played much better. Not great, but much better. 20 of 37, 54%. Completion rate, 196. A touchdown, no picks. Five sacks. That's alarming. And in terms of rushing, had 9 attempts for 79 yards. So that is concerning right there, because that's a lot of what Daniel Jones has done against the Commanders or the Redskins or the Washington football team, right? So the second matchup, again in 2022, a 28-20 loss. Daniel Jones, this was on Thanksgiving. Daniel Jones was 21 of 35, 60%, 228, a touchdown, no picks, was sacked 3 times. So again, better across the board. Not as much success in the run game, 3 for 14, but still a loss. So I would say Dan Quinn had certainly the upper hand, his defense, the Cowboys, against Daniel Jones and the Giants' offense, right? But it wasn't egregious. It wasn't good enough for the Giants to win, but it wasn't egregious. It wasn't domination. But then when you look at the season opener from last year, and again, 15 of 28, 53.57%, no touchdowns, 104 yards, 2 interceptions, 7 sacks, 2 fumbles, none of them lost, 13 carries for 43 yards. That's what everybody looks at and says, whoa, Dan Quinn was dominant as the Cowboys defensive coordinator against Daniel Jones and the Giants. Well, they were dominant in that one game. They were not dominant in any other game. And as a matter of fact, Daniel Jones missed 2 of the 6 games that Dan Quinn was the Cowboys defensive coordinator. Again, injuries have been the number one thing that has slowed Daniel Jones down. And that's why, again, you become more aggressive, maybe even more aggressive than you were last week. When, again, as charted, you blitzed 41.2% of the time. 4th highest in the NFL, just behind the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who did the Buccaneers blitz? 42.4% of the time. Oh, that's right. Jaden Daniels. So you see, we have some data that shows Dan Quinn as a defensive coordinator, as a defensive mind, should be able to corral Daniel Jones. But reason and logic and common sense just tells me this. Regardless of what numbers you want to use, and regardless of what actually happens on Sunday, I think it's just logical to think that the Commanders' defense is going to be better than they were last Sunday. And Daniel Jones might be a little bit better than he was last Sunday against the Vikings, but that doesn't mean he's going to be great. And it also doesn't mean he's going to get sacked intercepted twice and sacked seven times. That's not what I'm expecting. But what I'm expecting is Daniel Jones to, I don't know, throw under 200 yards or around 200 yards, maybe to get dump trucked four or five times, maybe to get blitzed 40-ish percent of the time, maybe a little bit lower, maybe a, God forbid, a takeaway or something, a fumble lost, something like that. One thing I know that can't happen by the end of Sunday is for the Commanders to still have no takeaways. And they only had the one sack ultimately last week from Cleveland Farrell on third down. If they still only have, let me say this in English. If they still only have one sack and no takeaways, they're going to lose by the end of Sunday. It's all there is to it. 301-230-0980. Why don't we take a timeout, and then we'll get to Mark in Springfield on the other side. Mark, hang in there. More to come on a Feel Good Football Friday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, heading down the home stretch of hour number one. Still have the greatest segment ever created by a radio host in the history of mankind and sports talk radio to come in the 3 o'clock hour. That is a dual super six pack. See, like some hosts only do a super six pack after stealing the concept and the idea from me. I do a dual super six pack.
Or you could say a tantalizing 12 pack.
You could say that, because ultimately 6 plus 6 is
12.
There you go.
I'm good at math.
That's Matty Ice on the other side of the glass. He's been up since like 3:30 in the morning, so when he answers the calls at 301-230-0980, say, Matt, are you awake? Matt, don't... By the way, you would have laughed your ass off. Real quickly, yesterday, after the show, after the bluster had left, and you weren't in here, and Hoffman was on, and I
was there another food drop?
No. I talked to Tyler for about 10 minutes. I'm sitting here scrolling through my phone just like this. Just scrolling through my phone. You can see how I fell asleep.
You fell asleep in the studio?
I fell asleep looking at my phone in the studio while Hoffman's show was going on.
Were you still on the phone with Tyler?
No.
Oh, you had hung up with that. Okay,
Hoffman,
I was about to be like,
Hoffman was
that's
on the speaker doing his show from Indianapolis, so he wasn't here.
Yeah.
So I was just still, I literally fell asleep scrolling through my phone. I fell asleep last night in the Thursday night game in the middle part of the third quarter.
I didn't even make it to the Thursday night game. I mean, given, once again, had to drive the parents to to the airport at Odar Kindred.
Yes.
So, but I fell asleep at like 8:30, 9 o'clock last night.
We're going to get to the Thursday night game in the 2 o'clock hour and obviously the fallout from Tua Tagovailoa. First, Mark in Springfield. What up, Mark? How are you?
Thanks, Rister. Always a pleasure to talk to the hardest working man in sports talk radio.
My guy, Mark. How are you, pal?
I love Fridays and Mondays because I get to call in and talk to the real Chris Russell show. Some of the other days, I think I'm calling somebody else's show and have special guest star the Rooster.
Oh, man. I like the sarcasm. I understand. We're always trying to tinker to make things different and interesting.
I start to sound like a broken record, but you notice you didn't hear from me this preseason because I was tired of calling up and telling you, I'm buying a ticket on the hope train again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, I did upgrade my ticket this year. I bought a ticket on the cautiously optimistic hope train.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still there. I'm still cautiously optimistic. Because as bad as they seemed last year, they didn't seem as bad to me this year as they looked last year. And I got some hope that they'll let him throw more than a 10-yard pass this week.
Yes.
I got some hope that he'll learn to step forward into the pocket instead of thinking the pocket's in the rear and getting his ass killed. And I'm hoping he'll learn the difference between a forward pass and a sideways pass and a lateral.
That would be nice.
I think he's a smart kid. I think he's a smart kid, and I think he'll learn. And I think Terry McLaurin this week went to him and said, you got to let me out there and down the field because the Giants got no secondary just like us. And send a couple people out, and I guarantee you I'll get some yards and some points. And the other thing is, if you look at the Giants, I think we should win. I don't know that we can guarantee we're going to win. But if you look at the last 8 games that they've played when they've had Danny on the field, I think I heard he's 5-1-1.
Yep.
And the only other guy that beat us was Danny DeVito.
Tommy DeVito.
When he came in. Yeah, I know. he was a short little Italian guy.
I just wanted to make sure everybody knew. Trust me, I called him Danny DeVito a lot last year, too. I'm with you.
So it's not like no matter what kind of suck-ass team he plays on, and he was pretty good in his 2022 mm-hmm. season. That's why they gave him all that money. So, he can have good games, so don't sell him short. But I agree with you 100% because my lovely wife and I were going out to dinner on Wednesday and they were talking all about the game again. I said, if it were me, I'd send the house the first 3 downs of the Giants' possession.
Mm-hmm.
I'd send 9 guys, keep the 2 cornerbacks there just in case there's a little action going over there, make them beat you and throw some passes. And I said on the next series of down, until he proves he can beat you, I'd send at least 9 guys on the first or second down just to rattle him and just to make sure he can think he can beat you and then keep a couple guys back just in case somebody goes down the field and you get him tackled before he scores 6 and just to see what happens. But it seems to me you're absolutely right. I think you got to change up. If you got a weak defense, try something different. And I think blitz the hell out of them, get to them. Make him fumble around, get his confidence shaken, and then maybe they'll send in, maybe they'll send in one of the, DeVito guys again.
The Flying DeVito brothers. Yeah, absolutely.
Brian DeVito, brother.
There you go. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. As always, great to hear from you. Hope you had a good dinner with the wifey and enjoy Sunday and enjoy the weekend. Thanks to Mark. We'll get to the Birdman in just a couple of minutes, but we got to take a time out here at the top of the hour. 1:57 and change. Good to have you with us on a Feel Good Football Friday. Thanks again to our guy, Donnie, from Gouda's Barbecue. Also, Stevie, for bringing in the wonderful lunch. I might go and try and find a piece of cheesecake right here, right now, during the top of the hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.